You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, everyone, to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with producer Mark Price on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to a familiar face and name around the Lansing area, John Truscott, but now there's a different title after it. He's now with the Truscott-Rossman Group. Hello, John.
Good evening, Cheryl. How are you?
I bet you're liking the sound of that, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, I really am. It's been a wonderful couple of days, and, you know, announcing this new firm. There's so many friends and people I've known over the years that have reached out and had positive things to say that I think we've got a great future ahead of us, and I'm really enjoying it.
Very good. And I do like the billboard that popped up on Facebook. I get a lot of pleasure out of that. It says number one on 1111. That's, you guys are good at what you do, aren't you?
Well, you know, it's really kind of funny because it was actually Kelly's son who mentioned, you guys just have to do this on the 11th. We were going to do it yesterday, and we were, you know, worried about all the legal paperwork and working with lawyers and everything, and it took a high school kid to come up with the great idea, and I was like, oh, that's brilliant. So we got to chalk it up to Kelly's son.
Credit where it's due. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
As well. What you're doing is merging two of Michigan's top communication consulting firms into one and joining forces today. How long has this been in the works?
Since last spring, Kelly and I have been friends and competitors and adversaries and, you know, all that wrapped up into one for quite a while. And we would get together normally, you know, several times a year for lunch or dinner or whatever, just kind of catch up on what's been going on in our lives. And we sat down at Tropo on one of those great spring evenings in Lansing. We were outside and just started talking about what it's like to, you know, have our own small business and all the demands and everything. And we just kind of got around to talking, you know, we could do a lot better and have a better lifestyle, actually, if we joined forces, because we'd have somebody to back us up. We'd have bigger staffs, and it would just alleviate some of the issues that we are concerned about on a daily basis. And we kind of both laughed about it and kind of went on our way. But as the discussions went on through the summer, we started taking it very seriously, thinking this could be something that's really good for both of us and more importantly, good for our clients.
Yeah, I was just going to say, join the forces of the two groups behind any client, I think, has to bode well. It truly is a bipartisan partnership, isn't it?
It is. Kelly came from the Blanchard administrations and was actually one of the, I think she had the second kind of PR issue management firm in Lansing about 23 years ago. So she's been at it a long time, is the consummate professional and just a wonderful person. I've had my firm for 10 years and after working in the Engler administration, Kelly has a person on staff who worked in the Granholm administration. So we really run the gamut in terms of our background and experience.
What are your individual strengths when the two of you, you and Kelly Rossman McKinney, sat to talk about this? What are the strengths individually that your groups are bringing to each other?
Well, you know, I think experience, for one. We've both been in this business for quite a while. We know the people, we know the process, and we know how to get things done. Kelly's staff is bigger than mine. She has a person she just hired recently, Graham Davis, who's wonderful on the new media, social media side of things. Her senior account executives have a wealth of experience, just kind of working in the trenches, getting things done. I have Jeremy Steele with me, who, you know, is a journalist and an instructor at Michigan State, wealth of experience working in the media. Kathy Bloomer on my staff, who worked for Booth Newspapers and University of Michigan. I mean, we just bring a lot of different perspectives, and, you know, we don't try to hog all the ideas. We really share the ideas and the experiences in a way that hopefully comes up with the best ideas and strategies for the people we're working for.
Now, you're also location, John. This expands kind of your network for your clients across the state as well, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, Kelly and I have done work statewide and really nationwide in the past. We have a lot of clients in Lansing, but also Detroit, Grand Rapids, Washington, D.C. Kelly has a client in New York City. So, I mean, I think that really this will allow us a bigger footprint to expand more statewide and get into markets like Grand Rapids, where we kind of go in and out of it, but I think we'll have a much more permanent, bigger presence there now.
Did you physically move location office-wise? I mean, how did you combine these two different offices?
Kelly's in a wonderful Victorian home in Old Town that she owns. She's moving into the Bogey Tower where I am, and we're expanding and taking over additional space. So if you have any listeners that want to rent some space in Old Town, Kelly's going to have a building available really soon. And then I've had a satellite office in Grand Rapids, and she's had a satellite office in Detroit. So we've just kind of formalized that under the new heading, and so we really kind of draw that line from east to west.
Well, we're quite happy to put out a real estate ad for you here while we're chatting.
We appreciate it.
Very good. Now Kelly's done a lot of work for coalitions and organizations, and I know it's not just primarily, but a lot of corporate clients. So you're blending the kinds of works that you do with communications, PR, and crisis management at the same time, aren't you?
We absolutely are, and I think that's a big benefit. And it you know, that's one thing that will help me expand is she's got the staff to really manage coalitions well. I've done it in the past, but, you know, it's very, very time intensive. And now we have more people to assign to those issues, and I think service our coalitions even better.
Very good. What are some of the projects you're looking forward to now that you've joined forces and everybody knows it?
Well, we're pitching a lot of business right now. With a new administration, new legislature, there's a lot of things going on. I just got out of an all-afternoon meeting with the pharmaceutical industry, talked about some of our issues coming up. Obviously, healthcare reform is big on their agenda. What's the impact going to be on the industry, and especially here in Michigan? We've just got so much going on. Kelly has everything from Scheffler's Ferry Service and some issues going on Mackinac Island to the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association. We really run the gamut as far as issues, and it'll be expanding even more very, very soon as we sign more and more clients.
Well, very good. Well, John, it's an exciting time. I was pleased and not terribly surprised when I heard about it this morning. I thought, well, of course they would. I mean, they're both the best at what they do. What a beautiful match. So it's a powerhouse organization, and congratulations to both of you.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Cheryl.
You're very welcome. We've been speaking with John Truscott of the Truscott, now Truscott Rossman Group in Lansing, a PR firm, communications firm extraordinaire. So good luck to both of them. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages.